Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. This is Bill Wills, Mike Snyder, alongside Natalie Leake as the president and CEO of Providence House. Kind of join us for a few minutes this morning. We got some things we need you to help us with on Fridays. We stuff the truck for Providence House. Hey, Natalie, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. This is a great summer tradition where so many have helped. So let's start with a reminder. The mission of Providence House first, Natalie. What kind of work you guys do?
Sure. Providence House keeps kids safe and families together. So we are Ohio's first licensed crisis nursery. We provide emergency shelter and 24/7 care to babies and children, newborn through 12 years old. They stay with us for up to 3 months while we help that parent or guardian get through some pretty tough crises, homelessness, domestic violence, mental health addiction, just being, unfortunately, in this economy, unable to provide food or keep the heat and water on for their children. And so children stay with us while we connect that family. We do parenting education and strengthening, and we get them connected to over 120 local partners to help stabilize the family so children can go home. 99% of our children safely go home to their parents. So we're not only preventing child abuse and neglect and keeping families together, we're preventing foster care and, you know, sometimes long-term separation from their parents.
Natalie, West Side for years, of course, but about a year or so ago, you opened that East Side location too for the need, right?
Yeah. So the need got so great. You know, we serve about 250 to 300 children in our Ohio City location on West 32nd Street, but our waiting lists were starting to get to be 500, 600 children a year waiting to get in. And most of those children lived on the Near East Side of Cleveland. So we rallied the community and we opened our East Campus Crisis Nursery at East 118th and Buckeye. We started admitting children in 2024. So we've got two campuses on each side of the city, and we're there to support, you know, kids and families who desperately need safety and to get through some really tough times.
You know, Natalie, in sports, I deal with a lot of stats, but you just kind of said it once, but for the last 16 years, 99% of the families that you've welcomed have welcomed their children home after staying with you. That's an incredible success rate. So as we go about this Friday to stuff the truck, give us an idea of what can people bring to help continue this great mission?
You know, I always tell people, think about, we have 20 children at a time at each location. So think about running a house with 40 children running around. Children's clothing. All of our children get a backpack or a suitcase with all new clothing. And our children, again, newborn through 12, but it tends to be our toddlers and bigger kids that we need the clothing for. So, toy activities for those kids, diapers, pull-ups. We do a lot of potty training. I always like to tell people we change about 50,000 diapers a year. So we do a lot of potty training for our toddlers, and those pull-ups are great overnight. Hand soap, dish soap, trash bags, paper towels, bleach, disposable gloves for every diaper change. We got to put a new pair of gloves on. If you can't make it down, there's going to be a number that folks can call. You can make a gift to our phone bank, or there's a QR code. You can go to our website at provhouse.org. We also, Amazon gift cards, Target, Walmart, Giant Eagle, Dave's Supermarket, all those places that we have to go and get all the food for those kids every day. Just any way that the community can reach out to support these children. You know, we expect this year between 500 and 600 children to stay with us. We've served 20,000 children at Providence House since our doors opened 45 years ago.
Wow. Come help us on Friday. It's kind of a reminder this morning, out shopping the next couple of days. You're going to the game Friday night. Great opportunity. Just bring some stuff.
Yeah.
Mike and I will start things early at 6 from down there, and all day we'll be with your help stuffing the truck for Providence House. Natalie Leake, thank you, and thank you all the staff and volunteers at Providence House for what you do. We'll look forward to it and talk more on Friday morning, okay?
See you Friday.
I'll see you Friday morning.
Thanks,
okay.
Natalie.
Bye-bye.